Monsoon season and floods usually go hand in hand in India, but this year rainfall in the southern state of Kerala has been the highest in nearly 100 years. More than 350 people have been killed by floods and mudslides since June. The rain finally started to ease up over the weekend, allowing emergency workers to rescue thousands of stranded residents. Pramila Krishnan is in Kerala for the BBC's Tamil service. She says the level of destruction has come as a surprise to many Indians.
When I reached Kerala, I did not expect this much disaster. I thought I will be talking to people who lost their homes. But when I went to the affected zones, I realized this is something really different from what I have seen for all these years. It's not just rains and floods. It's total disaster, and people have to rebuild their life and what they planned for their future.
So, Pramila, you're not just talking about waist high water. You're talking about mudslides, houses being destroyed, some really bad stuff.
Yeah, there were landslides also, no? So people lost not just their house, even the entire land has been lost. So they don't have a place to go back. I met many people in relief camps. There was one young couple. They have two children, 2.5 years old and 5 years old. Both of them did not have any idea what's happening when the water entered their house. They were just playing. And when they reached the street, they were already in neck deep water. So the father has to hold the son and walk. They did not bring anything with them. They were just in their night clothes when they reached the relief camp. The young parents, they cried. They were worried. What they have saved for all these years for their children, what they have planned for their future is gone now.
So what assistance will they get from the local government in Kerala at this point?
At this point, they are in the relief camp. They are getting 3 meals a day and they are getting medical assistance and clean and safe drinking water. In the first phase, the government will provide assistance in getting loans in low interest. And there are efforts to provide housing. That is the priority now for them.
So, Pramila, we're seeing a death toll in the hundreds now. How many people have been displaced because their homes were destroyed? Do we have a number on that? And how long could it take before people can get back to rebuilding?
The Chief Minister of Kerala, Pinarayi Vijayan, has tweeted recently, close to 500,000 people have been displaced because of this flood. I've been meeting ministers, I've been meeting government authorities who are working round the clock. They expect they have to run the relief camps for at least a month's time.
Wow. Tell us just a little bit about Kerala and its economy. Like, what will these floods do to a mostly agricultural area?
Today, I met Finance Minister, Mr. Thomas Isaac. He said the state depends on tourism and agriculture. But this year, they will face a serious hit in gross domestic product because these two sectors cannot be rescued from the floods immediately. So they are facing a big problem now.
Now, monsoons are partly responsible for this flooding, but Kerala has also had some troubles with its dams, I gather, and the release of water from those dams, correct?
Yeah, see, this is a tiny state in India, one of the tiniest states. It has 44 rivers. And when all these rivers were flooding, they have no option but to open all the dams. Officials say they did not predict that floods would devastate their state this much.
And yet there's been some criticism of the Kerala state government and their efforts to prepare for monsoon season. Did the government handle this badly?
People are worried. Many of them are really angry that the government did not prepare them for the disaster to come. There was no alert in many areas. And this is the first time people are witnessing floods in areas where there were no floods for almost 90 years. So people are just hoping to rebuild their lives, but it will be a big burden on them for at least 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, just awful scenes of flooding and landslides there today in Kerala. Pramila Krishnan from the BBC's Tamil service speaking with us from Kerala. Thank you.
Thank you.